CITR Podcast Update, number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
CITR podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Nancy Sinatra, with a single version of You Only Live Twice from the James Bond movie. The James Bond movie version had a bit more of the orchestral and slightly oriental variation of that song. The entire score to You Only Live Twice... is born of composer John Barry's lushest out of his career, which has included so many classics, like about half of his work for the other Bond movies, plus the movies The Ipcress File, The Knack and How to Get It, and Midnight Cowboy. Aloha, this is Radio Free Gak, broadcast weekly Monday evenings, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Pacific on CITR Radio, with 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver, British Columbia, online through www.citr.ca. Highlights over the next 90 minutes include the soundtrack to Black Belt Jones, some modern funk, and the usual mix of the cinematic, the highly rhythmic, and the bizarre. But first, let's start with a recent discovery of what is now considered the first recording of sound, a 10-second version of Au Clair de la Lune. It sounds highly distorted, as you can tell there, because it was recorded by a phonautograph, which is it was a stylus that etched sound waves onto paper that was blackened by smoke from an oil lamp. On April 9th, 1860, Edouard Léon Scott recorded an unknown woman singing this first line sung by the old French folk song, which goes a little something like this. Au clair de la lune, mon ami Pierrot, prêtez-moi ta plume pour écrire un mot. And it just da 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 da. Yeah, I think a couple of like old computer synthesizers usually were programmed with that. So, anyways, admittedly, the recordings weren't originally intended for playback, so Edison's phonograph still holds claim as the first recording device. However, the discovery of this phonograph has no longer been deemed a curio, and archivists are working with scientists to see what other songs may be tucked away on old pieces of paper. Meanwhile, back to 2008, from their forthcoming album, Velociferro, here's Ladytron with Black Cat on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Слушай, мене, нині, я та забрави. Чуй за сините скали си припомни. Но впък всеки ден напред намери. Как обичаш е да се катериш. Котката в орел не спревърни. Извън картата да излети. С бъдещето си ако играеш. Yeah.
That was Lady Hawk, with spelled with an E at the end there. That was the song Back of the Van. This Lady Hawk is an Aussie Kiwi singer based now in London, UK, who's been signed to Island. So hopefully a proper release of her songs, including that one, is due soon. Before that, we had Ladytron with Black Cat, which is coming, the first single coming from the Velocifero album, which is due out in either in April or May through Network. This is CITR Vancouver. I am Gak. Thanks for stopping by and listening. Here's a song from Montreal's The Dears I'd Make, that I think would make for an excellent intro for a movie. This is Lost in the Plot.
not to cry. Oh, I promise not to cry. Oh, I promise not to cry anymore.
Black Mountain. With Stormy High, a version of this song did come out in 2006 on an EP from Suicide Squeeze Records, but you can find this take on their album In the Future from Jag Jaguar Records. And before that, we had... what did we have again? We had The Deers with Lost in the Plot. This Saturday, actually, Black Mountain, along with the Canadian version of Lady Hawk, i.e. the one without the letter E at the end, they'll be joined with Nordic Nomadic as they play the Commodore. Now, that show's been sold out for quite some time now, but Black Mountain is playing a second show, and they're playing here at the SUB Ballroom on UBC campus on Sunday. That's right next door to the station, though whoever's in the booth at that time won't be able to hear a thing. Let's stay black for the next set. The Black Angels are a psychedelic rock band from Austin, Texas, who look to be touring England in May after a quick stop in Toronto. They'll be on April 4th. From their most recent album, Passover, which came out in 2006, here is Young Men Dead on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Too afraid to die. Oh, hold on tight, yes, hold on tight. You're too slow.
That was the Black Lodge Singers with their version of the Flintstones theme song. You can find that on their first Kids Pow Wow Songs compilation, which includes other cartoon themes, plus original songs inspired by the Blackfeet Nation. The Black Lodge Singers are 12 brothers from White Swan, Washington, and they have at least 20 albums to their name. If you like the sound of the powwow, you can listen to an online stream at radio.powwows.com. I'll post the link to my blog, gack.ca, in case you missed it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
If you haven't heard already, CITR 101.9 FM is having its second That DJ competition.
That DJ competition is a killer party of wonderful music, dance, and of course, DJs.
Yes!
We'll have some of Vancouver's best aspiring DJs compete for their chance to win several amazing prizes, soon to be disclosed.
If you were at the last DJ competition, or if you missed your chance, this is the time to recapture the moment.
The event will take place Thursday, April 3rd, 2008, at the Pitt Pub, located in the Student Union Building at UBC. For additional information, please email thatdjcompetition2008@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Radio Free Gack on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The rhythm will continue as we bring on some funk, starting off with Liquid Liquid. They were a New York band from the 80s, best known for their song Cavern, which was sampled by Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel for their classic song White Lines, Don't Do It. Liquid Liquid's EPs were collected by Moax and Grand Royal into a brilliant reissue 10 years ago, but back in 2004, they were coaxed into a studio with James Murphy and Tim Goldsworth of DFA Records to re-record one of their songs. Prepare to be floored by this remake of Bellhead by Liquid Liquid. That was Ahmed Fakhroun with the Prince Language edit of Yo Son. This appeared as an A-side to an Editions Disco 12-inch a few months ago. Ahmed Fakhroun is a singer-songwriter from Benghazi, Libya, and the original version of Yo Son was part of the pioneering movement of modern Arabic music in the 70s and 80s. Prince Language is a New York DJ who made this edit last year, flavoring it as much as his other remix work for The Juan McLean, The Rapture, and Armin Van Helden. Before that, we had Liquid with the 2004 version of Bellhead, which you can find on the DFA No. 2 compilation. You are listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver, broadcasting from the Student Union Building here at the UBC campus. If you have any questions or comments about this show, you can call me at the station. Phone number is 604-UBC-CITR. As well, you can email me. The email address is radiofreegak, all one word, and it's G-A-K, at gmail.com. Next up, Quantic, the alias for Brighton, UK's Will Holland. He's a DJ and musician who moved to Cali, Colombia to play with the local funk and R&B musicians in the area. Quantic can be found on the True Thoughts record label, and here's one of his cuts from the album of the same name. This is Apricot Morning. That was Brownout with Laredo 77. The 8-piece from Austin released their debut album, Homenaje, which is Spanish for homage or homage, last year. That came out through Freestyle Records. Brownout is a spin-off band from Grupo Fantasma, who have provided backup for some of Prince's recent concerts when not playing hourly at this year's South by Southwest Festival in their hometown. Speaking of concerts, here's who rolls into town in April. Chromeo plays the Commodore on this Thursday. On Friday, White Lung, the Transmitters, and Vapid are at the Railway. Also on Friday, Japan Droids with Taxes, Basketball, and BB Controller at Cobalt. Next Tuesday, Otekra will be at Pat's. Cat Power is an all-ages show on the Vogue, April 10th. April 11th sees Stars, Winter Sleep, Five Alarm Funk, and the Most Serene Republic play UBC's McInnes Field. Metric hits the Commodore on April 17th. Caribou has two shows scheduled at the Biltmore on the 18th, although their drummer, Brad Reaper, was recently injured, canceling some dates this week in D.C. and Virginia. The Midnight Juggernauts are at Richards & Richards on April 22nd, as are Cut Copy and Black Kids on the 29th. Queens of the Stone Age have an all-ages show at the PNE on the 30th. That same night, Sons and Daughters will be at Richards. On May 3rd, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks will be at Richards, too. May 6th, Northern State and the Trucks play the Plaza. May 7th, Buck 65, Cadence Weapon, and Scratch Bastard at the Commodore. You say party, we say die. Blaze, May 9th at the Astoria. Where am I? Tapes and Tapes with White Demon at May 13th at Richards. El Perro del Mar and Licky Lee brighten up the Red Room on May 14th. And Tokyo Police Club play the Plaza on May 16th.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
C-I-T-R-1-0.
That was the Dum Maro Dum from Asha Bronsler from the soundtrack to Hare Rama Hare Krishna, which was a hot Bollywood movie that came out in the early 70s. Asha Bronsler is quite notorious in the Bollywood scene because at this point she has recorded reportedly 12,000 songs. And she's been a staple of the Indian Bollywood movie culture for a while, to the point that 10 years ago, Corner Shop had a song devoted to her, Brimful of Asha, which was a huge hit. The soundtrack itself to Hare Rama Hare Krishna is quite hard to find, although this theme is actually quite popular enough that it appears on many little compilations that highlight the East Asian music scene. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Next up, let's play something from The Party. Claudia Longet was the French singer who appeared in the movie, and she actually had a decent recording career afterwards, but naturally with The Party from 1968, Peter Sellers stole it as the Indian actor who was accidentally invited to a swinging Hollywood shindig, Birdie Num Num. So this is Claudia Longet with the single version of Nothing to Lose.
Skies, not wide awake.
Dave Grusin and the London Symphony Orchestra with Fratelli Chase from the venture film from 1985, The Goonies. Dave Grusin's score to The Goonies has been a source of frustration for many a fan of the movie, since the original soundtrack release excluded the exciting score to focus on the pop songs tied to the film, although Grusin included this track on his 1987 collection Cinemagic. The version of Fratelli Chase I just played is labeled as a remastered version, so that shows some hope that a proper release is forthcoming, but there's confusion amongst many of the Goonies fan sites about the status of a re-release. If you're keen, you can find some of the fan-based recordings of the score, which includes upwards of 220 cues. This is Radio Free Gak. We have about 13 minutes left before the jazz show with Gavin Walker. Coming up now, a selection of tracks from a soundtrack I've been hunting down now for ages. But thanks to a reprinting and notification from the Dusty Records website, I finally have a copy of the soundtrack to Black Belt Jones. Black Belt Jones was a blaxploitation martial arts movie that starred Jim Kelly, originally famous as an international karate champion, and his debut was in Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee. Dennis Coffey and Lucy De Jesus provide the score, starting off with the main theme to Black Belt Jones.
Crusoe, no. It's top priority.
So am I. It's suicide.
That was starting off with the main theme, then Sydney's theme, then the opening theme, and then the second version of the main theme, which featured more of the kung fu sound effects that you heard there. And then At the Beach and some dialogue by Jim Kelly from the 1973 blaxploitation martial arts movie Black Belt Jones. The score was composed by Dennis Coffey and Lucy DeJesus. Star Jim Kelly also appeared in The Black Samurai, Three the Hard Way, and a couple of episodes of Highway to Heaven. He's been leading a low-key life over the past few decades as a professional tennis coach, but he did appear in a Nike advert a couple years ago with LeBron James. Time's almost up for this week's Radio Free Gak. In 5 minutes, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker will be coming up, and then at midnight, it is Vengeance is Mine with Trevor. If you missed any of this week's show, or you want to catch one of the older shows, you can subscribe to the podcast from www.citr.ca, and you can listen to the show whenever you want through iTunes. Coming up next week, a spotlight on Michael Nyman, focusing on his soundtrack with Damon Albarn of Blur and Gorillaz for the movie Ravenous. I'm Gak, and let's close with another take of the song that we began the show with their version of You Only Live Twice. Here's Sex Mob. Thank you for listening, and catch you all next week.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for the jazz show coming right up. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.